day. This whole day is zipping by. It's like 2:15 already. And we've accomplished nothing. Hello. It's 2:13. You sounded like the KOTK guy just there. You sounded like
it's
that.
It's 5 o'clock.
Totally. Remember those? The little time check things we used to. Do we have the. It's 2:14. Exactly. It's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, please make way for Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
This comes to us out of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I can't play it.
Bam! In your face!
Whatever, you know I can't play two elements at the same time. Yeah.
A Florida girl was mauled at a birthday party by a cougar that was brought in by a wild animal business to entertain the youngsters. This happened at the home of Goya Foods president Francisco Udure during a party for his child and suffered severe cuts to her eyelid, cheek, and ear. Doctors sewed back part of the severed ear.
Happy birthday. Your ear is back on.
We hear it's your birthday. State wildlife officials said Friday they were considering charges against Wild Animal World, the company that provides, what else, wild animals for children's birthday parties. What could possibly go wrong? What a great idea. It's an untapped market.
The best part is this isn't in a foreign country. This is in Florida. The sole purpose of the business is to provide wild animals for children's parties?
Apparently the lion wasn't available.
Oh, man.
Wild Animal World, which ran afoul over the law in previous attacks. Oh, this isn't the first one. Did not immediately return a call for comment.
Oh, man.
The attack was videotaped by a man hired to film the festive occasion.
Oh, please. Please let it be released on YouTube.
I guess they have a website here. Wild Animal World's website says it offers, quote, a wide variety of educational, exciting, and professional interaction with exotic animals, unquote.
The interaction being have. Yes, Scotty, ears to you on your birthday.
Thank you. A one-hour birthday show costs $270. The company's animals include Charlie the Ringtail Lemur, Popeye the Anteater, and Cookie the Guyanese Porcupine.
Charlie the Ringtail Lemur?
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me?
Now, apparently, this cougar must be a new arrival because he's not even mentioned.
What? No, I think...
Unless an imposter.
He's probably off the menu by now. Bitey the cougar, Molly the lion.
Apparently in 2001, a Wild Animal World leopard attacked a child at a company picnic. And the owner received probation for wildlife possession violations, but he keeps on going. He's an entrepreneur.
It's Yankee spirit. He can't be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So you'll have to find their website, Wild Animal World.
I got nothing. There's nothing I can add to this story. Our small child is having a birthday party. Who has a cougar? That is fantastic.
Perhaps they should have got Popeye the Anteater, or Charlie the Ringtail Lemur, or Cookie the Guyanese Porcupine. Maybe they're all rented out by then.
Get a porcupine for your small children. What could possibly go wrong there? I can't. Oh, I love Florida. Oh, Dan, hello. You're on the Rick Everson Show.
Well, I was just calling. This is mostly for Sarah. My wife's a poker dealer out at Spirit Mountain Casino.
Uh-huh.
And Sarah's buddy, Michael Ian Black, was out there playing 5-10 No Limit Friday
night. Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
He must have spent his whole $16. Somebody paid for
that. Yeah, Kristen Bowie actually said she went to his show at the Wonder Ballroom, that it was really funny.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was he a good poker player, sir?
She said he held his own.
Mm.
But, you know, he bought in for like $1,000, so...
Yeah. All right, well, so no embarrassing stories of having to pawn his wedding ring or anything.
No, no. Some lady asked him if he sang karaoke. She thought she recognized him, but she didn't know who he was. So she recognized him from a karaoke bar or something.
I think I recognize you from... Do you hang out at Dino's? All right. Do you ever go to the Sandy Hut? I've seen you somewhere. All right.
And tomorrow the Shield video game comes out for PS2.
The what video game?
The Shield.
Oh, really? I heard it. Is it good, though?
I don't know.
All right.
I haven't heard anything about it, but it comes out tomorrow.
Thank you, Dan. I'd like to leave you with this thought.
Work the mojo. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you ran away.
Oh, and also tomorrow, The Devil Wears Prada comes out, which I will
DVD?
Be buying tomorrow.
Hurrah.
It's good.
Uh-huh. Here's Tim Riley.
So Michael Ian Black was hilariously funny?
Yeah.
It was worth $16.
Kristen said she's never seen so many drunk people in a room together.
Well, there you go.
At one point.
Sort of.
He is amusing. I think he's amusing.
I guess.
But I wasn't willing to take the chance of trying to book him on the show if he was like an ass.
I wasn't going to waste.
So he was amusing at Starbucks, but you didn't want to take it a step further.
In small doses.
I thought he was nice at Starbucks, but then I've heard that he could be kind of pretentious and
shout at it. You're much funnier at Starbucks. I wasn't going to gamble my $16 on it. Oh, man. I want to bring a cougar to all of our listener parties from now on. Just let it roam freely throughout the crowd.
But today it's only going to be a toilet.
Yes. No, it's true. Now, Tim, you're a landlord.
Yes.
Now, somebody asked a question. Now, here's the thing. Now, and let's be very clear about a few things. So this guy, Ryan, his girlfriend, and this is the process of elimination. He believes that his girlfriend dropped her Motorola Razr down the toilet, and it is now stuck there. And so we heard him for a long time on Friday attempting to get the phone out of the toilet using a snake and using blah, 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 a samurai sword, swear to God. And finally, he just unbolted the toilet, took it off the floor. I agreed to pay to buy another toilet, assuming it was $45 or less. That's the amount. And I want to be very clear about that, just so you all are witnesses in front of God and everybody. I am willing to pay for another toilet as long as it's $45 or less. Now, and then with the proviso that I get to smash the toilet that he's going to bring to us and that we get to keep the phone if it's inside. Now, my question is, is his landlord going to be okay with the fact that there's a new toilet there?
Perhaps his landlord doesn't know.
Oh. Well, what if the landlord doesn't find out? That's fine, right?
I suppose so.
Is he forfeiting some kind of a deposit by replacing the toilet?
That could be, because if the landlord comes back and takes a good look at that toilet and sees it's not the original.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Okay. This gets better every passing moment. Well, I mean, how different could it look? It's a toilet. I mean...
And it's white.
Seriously, how could you conclusively prove that it's a different toilet?
I think you and I are a strange breed, though. I think people actually go shopping for, months for the perfect toilet.
Not all toilets are white. I saw one over the weekend that was turquoise.
I just don't understand why it doesn't come with a seat. That makes no sense at all. I just don't...
The toilet seat industry is different than the toilet industry.
But
they're two separate businesses.
Really? Is that true?
Yes.
It's just a racket.
You don't get
man.
A complimentary seat with every toilet.
I'm sorry. Well, that's what I'm saying,
that's
Scotty.
That's weird.
If he just tells... See, did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
It's just bizarre.
I'm not one for the home shopping.
Scotty said, just tell the landlord the other toilet broke. Yeah, see? The other toilet broke, and landlord, sir, rather than trouble you, I replaced it myself. Because that is how much I, as a tenant, appreciate.
I would say that's reasonable.
There you go. All right, fantastic.
Here's Tim Riley. Well, police and firefighters yesterday rescued a Long Island man who had been trapped in his bedroom for 4 days after piling up a 7-foot-high mountain made of bags of his own feces, urine, and other debris. Officers responded to Charles Rayoff's dilapidated home around 3:30 a.m. after receiving an anonymous 911 call asking police to check up on the 64-year-old veteran who hasn't been seen in days. As they explored the house, the cops, he called weekly. Is in a week form, not by the week, from a second floor bedroom.
That's what I thought you meant. Like, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Hello?
Apparently, he had walled himself in with a mountain full of his own filth. He'd been cut since Tuesday.
Lord.
Well, I mean,
he's been taken to the Veterans Hospital, treated for dehydration, hypothermia, bed sores, and general weakness.
Poop is pliable.
Well, it's supposed to say sweet things to girls like, you're a wonderful friend. But push its button the wrong way, and Little Mermaid Shimmering Lights Airy Doll may say something else, like, you're a slut. According to a California mother whose allegation came to light in a newspaper report, normally this delightful doll says phrases like, your sparkles are so beautiful, life is the bubbles, and you're a wonderful friend. It also hums songs without words. I'm absolutely in shock, said the mother, especially after my daughter repeated, you're a slut.
That's fantastic. That's like that Talking Tina doll episode of The Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Talking Tina, and you're a scabby whore.
This is the Little Mermaid Shimmering Lights doll, if you'd like to get one for the kids.
Who wouldn't?
MTV is going gold. New Year's Eve 2007 will be live from Times Square, but they don't have Dick Clark, so they have to make up for it. They'll have Gwen Stefani, Nass, the Pussycat Dolls, Sierra, AFI... Oh, here's a long name. Shella Millionaire and Lady Severin, also six mafia figures, and appearances by Timberland, Fallout Boy, Hayden Panettiere, and Perez Hilton. Also DJ Damian Fahey, Vanessa Manillo, Susie Castillo, Captain Nicoletti and Safe Sounds will usher in 2007 without an audience full of revelers decked out in their classiest 25-karat gold attire.
I'd like to congratulate you on getting through that minefield of musical names.
That's why I only watch the Dick Clark special.
Has anybody heard that new Gwen Stefani song?
The Wind It Up one? I've heard a lot about it. I haven't heard it.
It's the worst song. It's so bad. Have you heard the whole thing?
No, I haven't heard any of it.
I'd like to hear some.
It has something in it that you will recognize, Tim Riley. Let me see. Well, let me see if I can find it here.
All right. We'll wait.
Do we have another story we can do here?
I suppose so. Something to fill time.
One more. Just to move the meter.
Yeah.
Just find something to move the needle while I find this Gwen Stefano thing here.
A man has died after being stabbed in the chest with a claw hammer outside his boarding house.
Fantastic.
The dispute broke out between two men in the kitchen of the premises. Apparently, the argument spilled onto the street, and a 24-year-old man suffered a stab wound to the chest. He was taken to a hospital in serious condition, but later died. The assailant took off on foot and is being looked for.
God bless us, everyone. All right, so this is... Let me just play a little bit. Now, and then we have to break after this, don't we, sir?
Yes, we do.
And then we'll come back, we'll do some more news, then we'll break again, then we'll be over at the other building smashing the toilet. All right, hold on. Let me just play a little bit of this. Of all of the things in this world that you could sample, and I thought I had heard everything on earth sampled for hip hop, for music, for whatever.
Oh no,
that's the thing. It's just when you think that they've run out. Let me just say that I love the sound of music. I really do. And, you know, it's...
The Sound of Music?
Are you talking about the lady running on the hill and the flowers?
Yeah, I love The Sound of Music, but she took a song from The Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music, again, and people, you know, whatever, people can smirk, they can say whatever they want. There are musicals that I like, among them West Side Story, The Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music is awesome. It has chase scenes, Nazis,
it's a beautiful,
like all kinds of
It's got
really
Nazis,
cool stuff.
It's got hot underage love, it's
well,
got everything,
cool.
It's got hot nuns,
yeah.
It's got everything you could possibly... It's Nazis rule. No, it's got everything you could possibly want. So I'm a big fan of The Sound of Music. Except when bits of it are extracted to make this song. This is the new Gwen Stefani single. All right, we'll be back after this. The Rick Emerson Show. Break this up. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Let's hear that one more time. And then it returns at the end of the song. I owe you the lonely girl to lay your lay your lay your you're back with the girl and go to lay your love. Oh. Yeah.
Are Nazis chasing her up a hill so she can flail her arms
don't
in the breeze?
Don't you kind of wish the Nazis...
How's the rest of the song? Is it as bad?
Don't you kind of wish Nazis would storm the safe and kill her? What is fatherland? And then she's gone. This is really one point when I could get behind the Nazis. We can all agree on that. And the song is crap.
It belongs on Justin Timberlake's new album.
Yeah,
nobody
will
know.
Totally. It's like, this is just something that fell out of the Neptune's pocket when they were getting up to walk to the bathroom at some point. They like the way we dance. They
like the way we work. Oh, this is a waste of everyone's time.
This is bad.
It's awful.
Have we just lost touch with what's good, or...
No, this is not good.
America loves mediocrity.
It's true.
If it's even mediocre. Which it kind of is.
I think it's supposed to be like a throat to like an... I think she... Every time I try to speak... Wait. And then they bring back the little reprise of these...
Oh, my God. You've
got to
stop it.
Yeah, I think she's trying to do some 80s throwback rap there, like a sort of a retro thing. Yeah, it's the worst thing I've ever
heard.
Keep
telling people it's good. It's good. Play this is something you want.
Sandwich it between JoJo and that sexy back song. Listen to that. All right. Sweet, soothing guitar. All right. Back after this with the Ministry of Truth. After that, we'll motor on down the street to smash a toilet. All right. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM970. Salvage Day Radio.
Lay your love.
Kill me.
Yeah. You want this song.
Obey. Marry and reproduce. This is like if Peter Gabriel decided to do the worst possible rap song.
See, this is why Gwen Stefani has done this too well, like with that Bananas song. She's done it so well that now other people have done such a good job of impersonating her that she sounds like the people who have been ripping her off.
Totally. She sounds like a bad imitation of herself. That is exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Well spotted. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly like a bad Fergie song, which is a bad Gwen Stefani song.
Yep.
One more time. All right, there you go. Yeah. And the thing about it is, that's going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. The la 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 la. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Stop. Right.
Probably wondering, what does Chip Lott think about this Iraq study group? He was on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday.
We're going to have to change the circumstances. We're going to have to change the dynamics. And my attitude is, let's try it all.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
Let's have some for everybody.
Iraqis just have to do better.
And I think we need to tell their government that we do expect certain things as we go forward. And if they're not going to comply with that, if they're going to allow the sectarian violence to continue, we're going to have to factor that in our thinking.
This is sort of
they're going to have to put their foot down and leave the green zone.
Exactly. This is sort of like putting your wife into a body cast and then demanding that she do a better job cleaning the house. It just makes no sense at all.
Well, protesters, some dressed as sea turtles, for whatever reason, came face-to-face with police and riot gear in Seattle over the weekend. No, it wasn't real. It is the film The Battle of Seattle, based on the 1999 WTO riots that chipped down the city. For residents watching, it brought back some bad memories.
And I get emotional even thinking about it now, because it was horrible working in these buildings downtown, and it was like we were contained to our office buildings. We were imprisoned in our office buildings.
Yeah, that was the... So Joshua Jackson is in that movie, right?
He is with Charlize Theron and a bunch of other people.
Well, maybe this one will turn out better than Bobby.
Bobby is... You know what I can do? Here's the thing. Here's my final word on Bobby anyway. You know what I will call Bobby? Nice try.
Straight to McMinimins.
That's what I'll say. It's not the worst movie I've ever seen. It's like when I saw that film Strangeland, which is this movie Dee Snider made a while back.
It's better than Stealth.
Yeah, it's better than Stealth. That's genius.
They can quote me.
That'll be right above. That'll be above the title, too. Better than Stealth, Tim Riley. Excellent. All right.
One resident said, it's too bad that the protests went so bad that five people were arrested and cost the city millions of dollars in damage.
Seattle is known for our, you know, people get out and demonstrate. We do, you know.
It goes fine.
Right. Yeah. And it seemed like we got that taken away from us on that week.
Actually, we protest a lot better here than they ever will.
It's true. The people in Seattle don't know what the hell they're doing. Yeah, Portland, they've raised it to an art form. Because here's the thing about Portland protesting. They stay in practice here even in the off-season.
Yeah.
They don't wait for something to actually happen. They protest every single week, around year-round. Doesn't matter what the weather is. They don't wait for there to be a cause. And people here, they're in training constantly.
If anyone tries to better themselves, you can bet there'll be a protest about it somewhere.
Absolutely. Yes. Here's Tim Riley.
A woman staying at a Northeast Georgia motel this week shot herself while trying to light a cigarette with a pistol she thought was a cigarette lighter. 21-year-old Elizabeth Hutchinson of Anderson, South Carolina, has been arrested for fighting at the Waffle House shortly before she shot herself in the hand with a .22-caliber pistol she was used to light a cigarette.
Genius.
I guess they don't have a smoking room at the Waffle House. Livonia Police Chief Randy Shirley said Hutchinson was staying with two other people at a Best Western motel right across from the Waffle House.
Surely you can't be serious.
About 6 a.m. Sunday. When she reached into a nightstand for what she thought was a lighter, she instead grabbed a pistol owned by Bobby Brown. Could it be the same one?
I don't understand anything in the story.
About 90 minutes earlier, Hudson had slapped a man in the face three times after he touched her inappropriately.
This story is a whole bunch of...
But in a motel room. So what was he doing?
Next to the Waffle House.
In the Waffle
this
House.
Story is a whole bunch of happenings that don't have anything to do with each other, and they're all just sort of in here. Mm. So she's slapping a guy at a Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
Then later a man is touching her inappropriately. Mm-hmm. And then Bobby Brown's gun is laying around.
Right.
And then she shoots herself in the middle of the night while trying to light a cigarette.
So she stated that someone grabbed her behind as she turned and struck the first person she saw. So apparently the person who grabbed her in the behind wasn't necessarily the person she slapped.
I'm still back on the Waffle House.
We don't know what she had at the Waffle House. That information has not yet been disclosed.
They'll be releasing that later. All right. Well, let's do this, and then we'll do one more, and then we'll take a break here, and we'll go break the toilet. Joe, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey,
you know, it's almost like, you know how a lot of bands used to they'd write a song, and then they'd make a video for it. It's almost like with a lot of these artists now, what they're doing is they're making these frickin' big production videos, and it's almost like they're making a soundtrack to go with it. It doesn't make any sense at all unless you see I've actually caught the video on accident, and it actually kind of makes sense if you see the video, but if you just hear the song, it just sounds like a big steaming pile of crap.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Thank you for boiling it. Yes.
Hey, when you have Tracy Guns in there, ask him. I heard a rumor a long time ago that he was part of Guns N' Roses, that he was the Guns in Guns N' Roses.
Well,
I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, here's what it is. It's that Guns N' Roses was made up of the parts of two different bands, L.A. Guns and Hollywood Rose. And there were members of L.A. Guns and members of Hollywood Rose who split off to form, hence, Guns N' Roses. And so it's sort of a long, incestuous thing. There's another band in L.A. called London that was like that, where, like, every band you ever bought a CD by in the 80s, they had members from the band London. So, but I'm going to have him kind of break it down and give us a more detailed explanation this week, yeah.
Okay, sorry, cool. I quit caring about 2 sentences ago. I'll catch you later.
This dick.
Okay.
F you. I'm not asking your goddamn question.
So much for
then.
TSL.
Seriously. Just...
I'm not even a fan of LA Guns, and I know the answer to that question.
This is for that, a-hole. All right. All right. Let's read one more, and then we'll break, and we'll go break a toilet.
Yahoo. It's time to gaze at the celeb girls who put the ogle into Google.
That sounds weird.
A list of the babes whose web users often...
There is no ogle in Google.
I know, that's why it doesn't...
It's not
G-O-O-G-L-E.
It's not Google.
It's not Oogie.
Yeah, but if you take out one of the O's and the G, it's ogle.
Well, the Internet's most popular honey is Britney Spears.
You know, if you rearrange the letters, it's Lego, too. That doesn't make any, mean it makes any sense.
And Britney Spears?
Rick.
No.
G-O-O-G-L-E. If you take off the go at the beginning, it's ogle.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, my gosh, you're difficult.
Oh. La 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 la
la la. Runners up was the Hips Don't Lie singer Shakira, followed by the top five by Jessica Simpson, Britney's new partner in crime, Paris Hilton, and Beyoncé Knowles.
La 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 la.
It's a sight for sore eyes.
I am the Good Witch Glinda. We have to break now. All right.
Okay, we're making a run for it. We're running for the toilet.
All right, when you hear us next, we will be over in our other building smashing a toilet.
We hope so.
For the Lord. Yeah, we hope. All right, back after this, the Rick Emerson Show. Saddest part of the broadcasting day, and by saddest, I mean part of the day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Radio program. Hello! And how are you? It's 503-733-2970. Don't call. We are here. All right, so we are here with Sarah Dillon and Steve Riley.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the toilet smasher. We're here at the Rick Emerson office, managed by one Dave Zinn. For this, the smasher of this toilet. So let's talk to, okay, now let's reset real briefly here. So if you were listening on Friday, and you took this great call that just stretched on for just what seemed like a godless eternity. It just forever. And I mean that in a good way, Ryan. This guy, and you, Ryan called in about something else. He hadn't even called about the toilet. He called in about, I don't know, like raisins or something. And then there's like this weird clanking sound going in the background. I'm like, well, what's with the clanking sound? He's like, well, I'm standing on top of a toilet trying to get the cell phone out of it. And we had this long discussion in which it turned out that your girlfriend, and this is only what we're able to surmise through the process of elimination, this is just a supposition at this point, that your girlfriend dropped her cell phone into the toilet, and then you were trying to get it out, right?
Exactly.
All right, and so then, now you haven't seen the toilet, you didn't, or seen the phone, you didn't see the phone go in, you have no actual hard evidence that the phone is in the toilet.
No, the only thing I know is I can't pass a snake through the phone and the toilet won't flush anymore.
And you know it's not in the trap thing. Fantastic. Inside of the floor.
Yeah, you know it didn't go below floor level?
No, we mostly checked through that. I wasn't brave enough to reach my hand down and look for the toilet.
Fantastic.
Down there.
All right. That looks like an older model toilet.
Right.
As I blew your eardrums out.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all brown and crusty and gross on the inside.
As one might expect, yes. Ours is a sophisticated type of radio broadcast. So the best moment of Friday, though, was when you had gone to get a snake from your dad, right? And the snake is different from an auger, I think, and then an auger actually breaks stuff up. Yeah. But a snake, what, it just starts to ram through?
Basically tries to clear out the drain, basically.
All right. The greatest moment, by the way, was at Friday when you were actually calling us, standing on top of the toilet, balancing, and just at any moment I was waiting for the falling and then just the Christopher Reeving as he just sort of, on the floor. And I could actually hear bits of the toilet being broken away. Like I could.
So the toilet was done for anyway.
Oh, dude, I could.
No, that wasn't going to be salvageable.
If I could hear your rental deposit just flying away to meet its maker as you were on the phone with us. So, by the way, the Rick Emerson Show assumes no responsibility for whatever your landlord may do when he did. Does he know that you've taken the toilet away?
No, of course not.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, rules are for other people, the lesser people, sir. Rules, regulations, those are for the people who live on society's fringe. They're not for us. All right. So we believe the toilet. Now, I, Rick Emerson, have made this offer that providing we can find a replacement toilet.
And that's
that is
not that nice of a toilet. There's no name brand or anything.
It's an old school toilet.
And it has smudges on it?
It does have a reusable seat, though. You don't mind the seat being sledgehammered. Did the deal include a new toilet seat?
Now, see, you should be selling this seat because we found out today it's a whole give you the razor, sell you the blades.
Right.
Tim Riley, who in his other life is a godless realtor, he told us that there is this whole swindling thing that goes on where they sell you the toilet, but then you got to go buy the seat for an extra like $45.
Not that I am one who swindles, mind you.
Of course not. You buy everything brand new.
Yep, I always include a brand new toilet seat with every toilet replaced.
Uh-huh. That's what the receipt says anyway. Anyway, so you should be selling this. To a less fortunate person, sir.
Well, it's a little too late for that. How's he going to disassemble the toilet?
I've got a sledgehammer right here.
Oh.
All right. So
God.
Here's the thing. So I offered to replace your toilet, providing we could find. And Sarah found one on Craigslist that was, I mean, it was stained, sure, but I mean, still workable.
And it was beige instead of white, but it was really cheap.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all end up stained.
We'll find you a white toilet
at some point, sir. So.
What?
I'm sorry.
Why is someone motioning to me?
I'm sorry?
Uh-oh. Yes. What's going on?
Is someone?
A picture of Rick sitting on the toilet before we speak.
Let's not take that.
Yeah.
Let's.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. So here's what we're gonna do. So I
want to stay far away from the toilet. So, that thing looks a lot more solid than.
I think so.
So
I'm. On Friday.
I'm gonna be. I.
That's when they made real toilets. It looks like it's from the 60s.
To replace the toilet on.
Who are we to destroy a vintage toilet?
I know.
And
we need a seat.
With the best part of this, by the way, is watching the various expressions of apprehension and doom and impending horror pass over the face of Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru.
Oh, Susan, we're sorry.
Who's just got that look like when your kid doesn't know his part in the Christmas pageant but is tottering out on stage to be scorned by hundreds. So that's kind of what's going on right here. Okay, so I am going to break the toilet, but the provision is that we will get you a new one if we can find one for less than $45. Because,
and if we can,
because we love the audience, but only so much.
It was $75 on Friday.
I don't remember it that way.
Well,
Rick Emerson doesn't remember that.
I want to know the probability of what he actually thinks, if it's actually inside the toilet.
Well,
or
that's
not.
The other thing. The other thing is we get to keep the phone if it's inside. So,
why?
Because look, when you're old and feeble and gray and whittling a stick somewhere on the steps of an old person's home, these are the moments you look back on.
I already have a piece of crap razor at my house. I don't need another one.
Well, I'm just saying we're going to move into a new studio. We'll need decoration. We'll get it boxed in Lucite. We'll frame it. It'll be a good time. All right. So what do you think? Let me ask you this, Ryan, before we commence the opening of the toilet. Do you believe the phone is actually inside?
I'm 90% positive.
Really?
Okay. What if your lady lied? That's another question.
That was brought up and then kind of dismissed.
Did you call the phone at any point?
It was underwater, so I can't imagine it would work.
So you haven't even tried to call it?
So, I mean...
Oh, he can't hear me.
Think that there's no way the phone worked once we got in the toilet.
Here's a question. We should have done is we should have got the girlfriend on and
you got the sledgehammer in your hand. There's no going back.
All right. Well, okay. So I'm going to set this microphone down. All right. I think we're going to move way back.
Yeah, I'm moving behind Susan Reynolds.
Like way back to Gresham.
Well, I really think that we should try calling that phone before we smash it. Let's try calling the phone one time before we smash it. Well, then we
can call the phone several times.
Yeah.
We can call in several area codes.
Do you have a cell phone on you?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we should just try calling your girlfriend's phone just once. Just once. To see if perhaps it was left someplace it shouldn't have been.
This is very exciting. He's dialing as we speak.
Seriously, I hope a huge black man answers.
Oh.
You are a terrible person.
No, I mean,
No huge black man is going to answer, Rick.
All right.
Wait, don't do it yet.
All
right. Okay.
Okay.
We're looking. She's pretty far back in your call log. Shouldn't she be programmed as number one?
No, that's true.
I'm teasing you.
We're being unsuccessful.
All right. What's happening?
Nothing.
Are you
going to
dial? Okay, it's
all
dialing.
Right. All right.
But here, put your ear to it. See if anything happens.
Oh!
This toilet smells like me!
Oh. Okay.
Did it go right to voicemail? Okay, it went right to voicemail.
Okay. Now, here.
And the scene is now down. We're describing the scene.
So the question is now, the engineer's here. Now, where should I hit and how? What is the best way to hit the toilet?
From the top?
From the top? From the side?
Side.
All right.
Okay, hit the bottom. We're going to hit the bottom.
That's all you've got. He's got to have a microphone.
No, okay.
I'm not going there.
Should I leave it standing up or should I tip it over?
It depends on how hurt you want to get.
All right, okay. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm so sorry about
it's
this.
The wind-up. Oh, my God. Okay.
My girlfriend's birthday.
Oh. Oh. One hit
something's
and it was
falling
down.
Out. Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's in there.
That's incredible.
Oh, God.
It's covered in poo.
Oh, my God. Don't touch me.
Oh,
my God. It was in there.
Oh, it's covered in last night's
hair.
Well, at least...
Oh, the humanity.
At least it wasn't another Geraldo shell.
I cannot... Oh, that smells...
Oh, sure does.
Oh. I cannot believe it was in there.
Oh, what does typhus smell like? Oh, God.
I
don't
damn.
Even want to think about it.
Attention, advertisers. You too can be part of this exciting programming for the Portland metro area.
So he was right. We have to give him a round of applause. It was in there.
How about that?
You have to apologize.
Round of applause, or we doubted thee, right? Congratulations.
And
whose gloves are these?
Oh.
They're mine now. Thank you.
So it was worth all the suspense to let this run through the weekend.
I did not believe the phone would be in there at all. But I didn't
believe
it was a
big man
either.
Tell Scotty to get a hose. We've got a job for him when this is all. Scotty, I've got some things you need to clean.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
It really smells very,
very
bad.
That's going in the station sales package.
Oh, seriously.
Wow, let's look at the inside of a toilet, shall we?
Hey, tell Motorola that if they want to do like an annual or something, you know,
that'd be terrific.
I feel like I had to give us a few more whacks.
I still think that toilet seat's a little salvageable.
Right.
Yeah, don't hit the toilet seat.
You can sell that. Oh.
Yeah, that's a satisfying noise is what that is.
And Rick is showing his inner crazy.
Seriously. This is the most vile thing I've ever seen.
Go right ahead.
All right.
That seat's indestructible.
Look, let me just say, I don't know what a rendering plant smells like.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just speculating that I may be a little closer to that now. Alright. Here we go. Alright.
He's going for the bowl.
He's going for the bowl.
Don't hit the seat.
He's winding up. He's going. Oh! Whoa!
Oh, I think the seat is still in one piece.
See, I told you, that seat is very durable.
Alright.
Yeah, you could totally take that off.
That's
and
fine
use
for
it.
Resale.
Okay, it, no more, Rick.
Well, put it right on Craigslist.
All
right.
Along with the free phone.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to see if I can turn the phone on. Hold on.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I
don't
can't
even
look.
Think, you can't even grasp. This thing is actually covered in a substance. And it really is.
Right. And it hasn't been identified as whose it might be.
There's a lot
it's
of,
not. Oh.
Oh. A lot of Indian food at your house, right?
Oh.
Now, see, but if this works, what a testament to technology and to the fine products made by Motorola, including this phone. All right, I'm just pressing the...
You must really love your girlfriend.
Yeah, actually, today is her birthday, too. This
happy birthday.
Wait till she sees this picture.
Happy birthday. Seriously. This, nothing says I love you like I rummage through human waste to get back your cellular phone.
Aww.
That really is forever.
That is love.
It just
is.
For you, my pet.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work. Although, now, I had an engineer... Jeff McGinley, who's holding the microphone, it's like, are you downwind from me?
You smell.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is going to be like that time.
See, it doesn't bother him. He's from Kennewick. He can hold that all day.
This is going to be like that time my dad fell through that dead cow, and then nobody would give him a ride home. Come on! Nobody finds the dead cow.
Oh, that's
story
right. We're riding back with him.
No, we're not. I'm out of here. So I'm not getting.
Oh boy! And the wind just shifted. Oh man.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to set that over there. Well, here's the thing. So what? All right.
Oh, it's just an unbelievable real-life adventure.
Okay. So. What?
Well, he's touching the mic and all the engineers
sorry.
Are mad.
Oh.
Use your other hand.
The moral is if there's hand? Anything that you want people to give you, just touch it with hands that have been inside a toilet.
That was Bar from KUFO, I think.
It's like a Midas touch. Suddenly the item belongs to you. No, here's the thing. Is that somebody told me, and we'll have to look into this, but somebody told me that if you take a cell phone that has been submerged in water, even for a long period of time, that if you soak it in denatured alcohol, if you submerge it in denatured alcohol and then dry it, then the cell phone, there's a strong likelihood it'll work again.
Just
the
look on Jeff's face.
It's so tempting just to get... Jeff McGinley, by the way, is holding my microphone. They're not allowing me to touch the microphone. I'm not allowed to be...
Poor guy.
It's so tempting just to give you a big manly hug right now. So somebody told me that if we soak the phone... And can we all just admit that we are amazed the phone is in the air?
I am impressed. I thought that this was going to come to nothing.
Yep. Ryan, now look, you seem like a good guy, but we doubted you. I have to say that we thought...
We doubt all listeners. Still proven.
We thought your girlfriend had left the phone somewhere else, or it had fallen into the trash, or inside a pant leg, or just something, and it had gone... We did not think that the phone was inside the toilet.
It's a testament to her honesty, I think.
It is true. That's a girl worth holding on to, my friend. Let me, just because I can't see a clock here, James, if you're there, can you crack the mic and tell me what time it is? Look on the AV.
It's 3:06.
Thank you. Oh, we are?
Oh, okay.
We'll be seeing you.
All right, then. All right, so from the Rick Emerson Office East, managed by one Dave Zinn, we want to thank the assembled CBS Radio Portland engineering crew.
Thank you.
Chris, Ryan, Jeremy, Jeff, God bless you all.
Fine job.
Brian Jones, thank you. And CBS Radio Portland marketing guru Susan Reynolds, who makes all good things possible. And Ryan, thank you for coming down as well. I'm sorry that we doubted you, my friend. A thousand pardons upon you.
Thank your girlfriend for making this all possible.
Yeah, happy birthday
thank
to
you.
Her.
From everybody at our house, to everybody at your house, Ryan. All right, the Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. We want to thank James Robinson as well for stepping into the last part. Jim Riley is the newsman. Scotty J is the PE and is PA, as mentioned earlier. Dave Zim, manager of the Rick Emerson Office. Like us next. Donna Mike at 7, John Chef at 11. We will see y'all tomorrow at 11 a.m., my friends. Until then, blah, blah, blah. Insert touching sentiment about the end of the program, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget to turn it up. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See you tomorrow. Bye.